A Jedi youngling in the temple is taught many things. First among them is this. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. Beware the dark side, Jedi. And the second lesson goes, mastery of self is the only mastery that matters. Obi-Wan feared greatly his self-mastery would fail. The world outside, the world beyond his inner world, involved walking beneath an inimical sun, upon the skin of a planet that was trying to kill him, toward the stronghold of an enemy bent upon his destruction. It involved a good man, Bail Organa, who should not have been by his side. Involved insufficient nourishment, fractured sleep, and a litany of physical ills that made the physical world a trial. But the discomforts of that world were nothing but an echo. Reality lay behind his eyes in the realm of spirit, where he felt like a candle set to burn in a hurricane. Since last night, the wind of the dark side had blown upon him without cease, bludgeoning him with the cruelest of memories, seeking to tear his battling spirit apart. The fire beetles, Tavor Mandirli, Qui-Gon's death, and Geonosis. A pitiless procession of fear and death and loss, with barely enough time between each assault to properly recover, to catch his gasping breath, to rebuild his defenses ready for the next attack. Turned inward, turned upon himself, brutally cut off from the light side of the Force, he husbanded his flame. Drew upon the lessons of every Jedi who had taught him, Yoda and Mace Windu, and most especially Qui-Gon Jinn, and Anakin had taught him. He leaned on that unlikely strength. The Sith in Theed had taught him, and Dooku in his cave. Those last lessons were the most bitter. They'd not go to waste. He saw himself a candle. He saw himself behind a wall. Brick by brick, he tried to raise it. Brick by brick, it was destroyed. Every death was a hammer blow, every loss a chisel. The Sith were a wily foe. They knew where and when to strike. They were drawn to weak places, to old griefs and unhealed wounds. He built his barricade against them. They laughed and tore it down. And as they laughed, they whispered like a lover in his ear.
Die, Jedi. Die, Jedi. Die, Jedi. Die.
Dimly, he was aware of Bail Organa's concern, could feel it like a warm hand placed in comfort on his shoulder. But even as he drew strength from that, he felt its burden, felt the crushing weight of the man who was his to protect or fail.
I should have left him at the starship. I shouldn't have brought him at all. I should have found a way to keep him out of this. I'm going to get him killed.
In a strange way, Bail reminded him of Padme, bold and brash and stubbornly brave, willing to risk himself without a second thought for another, for a cause, to uphold what was right. If the Sith were to be defeated, it would be by people like Bail and Padme as much as by the Jedi.
So he can't die here on Zagula. The Republic needs him. I must protect him, no matter what it costs.
In the world beyond his spirit, precious time was passing. But in this place, time, like the Sith, was not his friend. Every faltering step took him closer to the hurricane's cold eye, closer to the Sith temple, beating heart of the thing that burned and yearned for his death. He feared that when he reached it, he'd be burned out, burned away, nothing but a memory, someone else's unhealed wound. But fear leads to anger, and anger leads to hate, and hate leads to suffering. Which means the dark side wins. So he husbanded his flame. Brick by brick, he built his wall, because the alternative was surrender. And no one had ever taught him that.